You can get Scheman and Shepherd all the time with Scheman and Shepherd On Demand. Available on 99.3ESPN.com and iTunes. This is Scheman and Shepherd.
I'm Craig Scheman with Pete Shepherd. Scheman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Chris on the other side of the glass. It's a Friday. 2 hours down, two to go. 1 hour away from the Miley Cyrus weekend remix kickoff. Getting you going. We're wall-to-wall coverage with the Masters here. Everything else going on. We've got Wikipedia later on this hour. And right now, the Scheman and Shepherd cash grab is active. For about the next 10 minutes. So, again, get the word in. You text it in at 45911. The word is FATE. FATE, F-A-T-E. And it's brought to you by Andujar and Levine. And if your name gets picked out of the nationwide contest, you could win $500. We've given away $1,500 or opportunity to win $1,500 total with three contests just in the time we're on the air. Do it. Get rich for the weekend. And then sit on a couch all weekend like me and watch the Masters. Gonna be good times. All right. By the way, it's supposed to rain here on Sunday anyway, so you might as well sit inside and watch some golf.
Yeah, but again, it's a 70% chance. But what does that mean? Okay, how long? I care about not that it rains, but for how long a period of time, which can vary from here to Marco Island very easily in a matter of minutes or hours, depending on what source goes through. You know what?
You're right.
So what front goes through? I should say.
I had to laugh because I just saw Rory McIlroy. 2 days ago, Jeff Nixon sat right across from me and told me that guy has zero chance of winning the Masters. He's at plus six right now.
I believe he said 0.0.
0.0, and he's right on the money.
They did a little feature on him last night on Live from the Masters. And why a guy like that with his swing would ever go through swing changes,
right?
Just beyond me.
Well, I would make the same argument for Tiger back in the day. I mean, he was at the peak of his game, and he changed his swing over and three times over.
He had to one time.
I get it, because the less pressure on the knee and all that.
Right, so he had to one time. I think he should have gone to what he ultimately ended up with, which was just him coaching himself, because who knows more about the golf swing than Tiger Woods?
Yeah,
you know, maybe somebody knows as much, not more, though.
Right.
But a guy like Rory, I mean, who had won multiple majors by three, four, five, six strokes. I mean, what do you win that U.S. Open by at Congressional? Eight strokes? Nine strokes?
Yeah.
Why would you change that?
I don't know. I don't
swing coach.
And Jordan Spieth talked about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, people were breaking down my swing, and there was one thing that maybe wasn't perfect about it. I tried to fix it. No. Like, if you're Jim Furyk and that ugly swing got you on tour, keep it.
Spieth doesn't have the smoothest swing, and I don't think he's been big on lessons his life.
No, he tried to fix it. He tried to fix his little chicken wing.
Screwed him up.
And it messed him up, and now he's finally getting out of that, where he's getting back to the way he was swinging the club in 16 and 17 when he, again, was winning multiple majors.
I thought when we played with Mark Lai a few weeks ago at Fiddlesticks, and we brought up casually, you know, I brought up swing coach's name, he just shook his head. He agreed with it. He's just like, man, if you can't figure it out now at this level, you ain't going to figure it out.
Yeah, like me.
Well, you know, at the PGA level.
I know. By the way, so Spieth is two strokes back. He just finished 4-under today. Very good. So Spieth coming off his win at Valero last week, red hot, still there, and very much in the mix going into the weekend. He and Justin Rose, going to be interesting. They'll be teeing off late tomorrow.
Now, Spieth will not be in the final pairing. It'll be, as of now, it'll be Leishman and Justin Rose, because Leishman got in the clubhouse before Spieth did.
Yeah.
But you've got some big names at the top of the leaderboard.
Yep.
Big names, Chase and Rosie.
And for those of you tuning in early tomorrow, it looks like Phil will probably be out early tomorrow. Look, he's right on the cut line. So is DJ, as a matter of fact.
They might play together, maybe.
DJ needs to make the cut. He still has half of the course to go today.
Yeah, but he's got the back nine to go. That's the scoring nine. You've got 13, you've got 15, you've got 16, although 16's pin location's a little more difficult today. It's up on a hill or up on a mound.
Yeah.
But this is the back nine at Augusta. You could go out and shoot a 32, and I don't want to say it's easy because it's not, but you can shoot a 32 because you've got two very reachable par fives.
Yep.
All right, before we go any further, at 9 minutes past the hour, it's time for a SportsCenter rundown. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Chris.
I'm pulling up my Masters app right now. Okay, round two of the Masters right now. Currently, the cut line sits at 3 over par. Notable names outside of the cut currently: Brooks Koepka, Lee Westwood, Rory McIlroy at 6 over today, going to the other side of the leaderboard. The top, Justin Rose in the clubhouse at 7 under. A group of two are tied for second at 5 under. Mark Leishman and Jordan Spieth. Tony Finau, Justin Thomas, Brian Harman, and Brent Wiesberger all at 4 under in a tie for fourth.
Real quick, guys, more with Deshaun Watson. Quote is, Deshaun Watson is dumbfounded. He's dumbfounded, quote. This is insane. It's like watching sausage making. That's according to Rusty Hardin, what? Watson's lawyer. He explains Watson was in disbelief when he was told someone accused him. Quote, I forced her, he said. Quote, and then he just started crying. I don't get the sausage making comment. Deshaun Watson, quote, is dumbfounded. He's dumbfounded. This is insane. It's like watching sausage making. I've made sausage.
Sausage making, you just put a bunch of stuff in and grind it, right?
I don't know. Rusty Hardin also said that Tony Busby has agreed to amend the lawsuit that was set for an emergency hearing today at 5 o'clock. That leaves 8 lawsuits that have not been ruled out regarding whether a plaintiff must identify herself. And Deshaun, again, Rusty Hardin saying, quote, all I'm asking is that we give this man the same benefit that the women should get. I would like everybody to reserve judgment until we have evidence. It's fine.
Yeah.
But as Florio pointed out moments ago, right before the top of the hour, for the 22 civil lawsuits filed against Watson, these cases will come down to whether the jury believes Watson, assuming he testifies, or the accuser.
He said, she said, right?
With a very low standard of proof in civil court, it will be very difficult as a practical matter for Watson to prevail in 22 different cases.
Well, because the bar that you have to prove something is much lower in a civil case than a criminal case.
Even OJ was convicted in civil.
Yes.
Yes, he was. Good old OJ. All right. So that's the latest. We heard from OJ earlier today. He had a few interesting comments on Twitter and was supporting Deshaun Watson and said, because OJ knows what it's like to be falsely accused and what it can do to one's reputation. I just let that marinate for just a second.
Is he talking about stealing memorabilia?
No. Talk about
I know.
Murder.
Alleged murder. Double murder. Double homicide.
Yeah. Double homicide.
The boyfriend too, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I acknowledge it.
You acknowledge what?
The whole OJ thing.
Well, that's kind of vague.
You were 3 years old when it happened, I think. Right?
Yeah. Well, two.
True.
So I don't remember it, but...
No. It consumed our whole world for a year and a half.
And that would have been a bigger story had it happened, like, today.
This is pre-social media.
Mm-hmm.
And I think racial relations, as portrayed in the media... Because I, by and large, don't think this is a racist country, but I think that would have blown up like crazy. I mean, it kind of did. I mean, that was along racial lines there.
It was huge. That's not in.
And there had been riots in LA.
In Los Angeles too. Yeah.
Yeah, there were the Watts riots. There was the Rodney King riots.
Yeah, the Rodney King one.
And I think had OJ been found guilty, there would have been riots that day in Los Angeles as well, for the criminal trial. So.
Yeah.
Crazy times, man.
I remember that day. I remember how fast the verdict came down. I could not believe it.
Was court TV a thing at that point?
Yes.
Was it? Or did court TV became a thing because of that trial?
Okay. Yeah.
And then CNN was 24/7 on that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, that was. And then still, I don't know if it's still true to this day, but all the polls taken, because all of America was watching this whole thing every day.
Yeah.
And like 80% of the white people think that he was guilty. And like an equal amount, 80% of black people think he didn't do it. And it was just, if you're on one side or the other, you're like, how can the other side think what they're thinking?
Well, and then you had Furman with his, you know, using the N-word and that thing.
Yeah, there were some ugly twists along the way.
Tape that he did and all that stuff. But, you know, of course, he was assumed that he planted the DNA. But the DNA evidence was over. And I didn't want to get into it anymore. But it got too boring for a lot of the jurors. They didn't understand the evidence. They just simply didn't. They wanted to get out of there. They were cooped up too long. They wanted to get out. And to me, the DNA evidence was so overwhelming. It's not even, you know, the glove thing over a plastic glove that OJ had in his hand. Of course it wasn't going to fit. I mean, when they were doing that, I was screaming at the TV. How? And that was Christopher Darden's thing.
Yes, it was.
But the judge, and I'm like, can't they order him to take that plastic part off? Because it would have fit if that wasn't. Of course it's not going to fit if it's on there. Yeah. Although the Seinfeld episode with the bra was almost as funny. Not that this was funny.
No, it was funny. That was right.
Yeah. Again, wanting her to put the bra on over her shirt.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy
not going to fit.
All right. A couple other observations from Augusta. Justin Rose continues to, he's in at minus seven. Jordan Spieth, two strokes back. Leishman, and he's two strokes back. Justin Thomas bogeyed 18. Otherwise, he'd be in that five under two. He's minus four. Finau. Tony Finau at minus four. Bryson DeChambeau, who crapped all over the course yesterday.
Played well today.
Put together a nice round today.
One under, right?
One under.
Yeah. Nice back nine.
Yeah. Made some nice shots. Even when he was off course, made some nice shots to get back in. So what else? What other observations from today? I'm trying to think.
Justin Rose was going the wrong way.
He started off bad.
His front, says a lot how his, he recovered.
His front nine and this,
but he did yesterday too. He's plus two through five
this week. His front nine, he's played his front nine two over par this week.
Yeah, if he could be even on the front nine, he'd be running away with this thing.
Shot a back 933 and managed to scrap out an even par 72 and keep a lead
today. Birdie on 13, birdie on 14, par 15. Par five, birdie on 16, par on 17 and 18.
Yeah, he played some good golf today and hit some really long par putts.
Yeah.
Really long par putts that are big momentum switches for him.
And DeChambeau hit a couple long putts today, too.
Yep. Rose been runner-up twice in 15 and 17.
Yeah.
Yeah, on the whole, the scoring's a lot lower today than yesterday.
Seems like a nice overcast, calm day at Augusta today. Not
tomorrow,
really
the rain is supposed to come. 70% chance, but I don't know. Again, I don't know how long. I mean, you can say 100% chance of rain. If it rains for 5 minutes, what does that mean?
It tends not to be an all day thing there,
right?
Unless it's a front moving through, which I don't know.
Yeah.
If it's just the occasional pop up thunderstorm, they tend to move pretty quickly this time of the year.
Well, yesterday, and the greens still look dried out, but putts are like holding their track today. There's nicer. Yesterday they were missing everything, like a glass table. Today, I don't know if they got any water last night. I don't know if they watered the greens heavily overnight. I don't know. But it seems like these putts are more dialed in today for a lot of people.
Says by the only rain I see to start tomorrow at Augusta is at 3 p.m., 30% chance of rain at 3 o'clock.
Okay. That seems like the chance of rain is diminishing as we get further.
Well, no,
further.
It might be more. My little thing here only goes up to my weather thing.
Don't
my app.
Talk about your little thing.
I know, my ding-a-ling. It only goes up to 3 p.m.
Wow.
No, they do. Now, you know, maybe the greens aren't as quick or as firm today because it's not, the sun hasn't been out from what we've seen. It looks, like you said, like an overcast day. If the wind isn't cranking, wind will dry out the course.
Yeah.
If it's not as windy today, then that would hold a little bit more moisture. It's more gettable today.
Yeah. Where's John Rahm at? We've been watching him for a while. He's just missed on a couple
over.
Of long putts. He had a shot at eagle the previous
nine?
Hole.
He might be
and
even.
He just missed
see.
That. And
he's either even or one over, I believe.
John Rahm is even, and he is on nine right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he's got a chance. If he can.
Again, you've got that back nine where
back. Yeah.
12, it's a short hole, not really a birdie hole, but if these guys are grabbing wedge. If they read the wind properly on that hole, you can birdie it. 13 with a good drive, very birdieable, maybe an eagle.
Yeah.
Same with 15. 16's a par three that it's a little tougher today than what it normally plays or can play. But you can get it.
Doing it for the baby.
And 17 has actually had some putts go in, which is rare for that hole.
Really?
Yeah. That's if you play 17 even on the week, I think a lot of guys would sign up for that.
Yeah. Who are we watching here? He just had a horrible flop.
Ryan Harmon.
It didn't even get to the green. It was horrible.
One of the few lefties in the field.
DJ two over DJ second on the second shot.
Yeah.
And par 4-10.
Haven't seen much of him today. Oh.
That might have rolled into that big, gigantic bush in back of the bunker.
He wishes he was in the bunker. He didn't even make it to there. And he's in the. Yeah, you're right. He's got a tough lie coming up here.
Ian Poulter.
Ian Poulter's plus 3 through 15. We're watching him in the bunker.
His fourth shot in the par 5.
It's a Ryder Cup year, so he'll get his act together eventually.
Yeah.
He always does. Can't stand that guy during the Ryder Cup.
Why? Oh, okay.
He goes around the course and he has 18 putts in a Ryder Cup.
Yeah.
He does not miss when he has amazing. The putter in his hand during a Ryder Cup. Never seen anything like it.
You're exaggerating slightly.
Remember, Lee Elder said when he was on with us last week, said there was more pressure for him in the Ryder Cup than there was in the Masters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he made it, I think, three or 4 years after he played the Masters for the first time.
Pete, all I can think about is South Park and the Chewbacca defense. Yeah, for OG.
Yeah.
Yeah. Forgot about that one.
Rory on 9. He missed a birdie. He'll hit par and remain at 6 over. So here's Harmon, who had that little flop shot that didn't even make it to the green. Yeah, he pulled it. He was short because you're afraid of hitting it too long and going into the water.
Well, he could hold out here for birdie, and that would be unbelievable. Try to knuckle past the hole.
Aim to the left of the hole and let it bend here.
Does. Makes a nice little shot. That should be a tap-in.
Again, the stupid caddy getting in the way. I can't see what's going on. Move!
Stop doing your job, caddy.
Do you realize your back is covering the hole? All right. By the way, you missed the shot. All right. Very good. We'll continue to keep our eye on this throughout the day. Updates throughout the weekend as well, in case you have to go out and about and leave the couch.
Rachel Lewis, a lawyer with Rusty Harden's firm. Quote, Deshaun can't eat or sleep. He's worked so hard for his name. He cares deeply for his communities and takes every opportunity to give back. To see how these women and Mr. Busby are trying to tear him down is upsetting.
Mm. Right. This is all the court of public opinion stuff here. Releasing stuff out. And having the female attorney say that is no mistake. That's done on purpose also. So we'll see what they do moving forward. All right, coming up, don't forget, we got Wikipedia. Yes, more Masters trivia later on.
Whoa.
Pete will tell you about Edwin Watts as we continue on this second round Friday, covering the Masters. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
That's right, golfers, teared up this year at Edwin Watts Golf Shops with the hottest new arrivals from Titleist, introducing the new Titleist TSI family of drivers. New TSI drivers are faster in the air, longer off the tee, and straighter down the fairway. Four drivers give you maximum performance for any type of dedicated golfer. Swing by Edwin Watts Golf Shops. Get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee. And shop us online at worldwidegolfshops.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
One of them thinks cooking is cool. The other thinks white tube socks are. This is Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
I'm Craig Sheeman with Pete Shepherd. Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Just watch DJ miss his short putt. He is plus three
that
through
was
10.
A big miss right Bogey. There.
Yeah.
It's a colorful scorecard. He's played 10 holes. He has two pars.
Yeah. All over the place. The defending champion. Is this true? Maryland Mike.
No, it's not true.
Well, are you sure?
Yeah, I looked over every square inch on those girls' bodies, and I can't find a tattoo anywhere.
He sent us a picture of two girls scantily clad with lots of tats. He says, I paid one of these two to put a Sheeman and Shepherd tattoo on our body. Can you find it? I cannot find it.
Well, maybe it's like subliminal. If you look at it long enough, it'll appear. You know?
I don't know.
One of those pieces of artworks.
The tattoos, right?
Oh, yeah, obviously.
Yeah, the tattoos.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm going to geek out here for a minute.
All right, nerd alert.
Get away from the world of sports or the world of entertainment. Found out today that J.J. Abrams is bringing back Star Trek back to the big screen on June of 2023. There was supposed to be another movie that came out. Now, Top Gun, Maverick, The Mission Impossible 7 and Mission 8 and more coming out as well.
Yes.
7 and 8?
There's a 7 and an 8 that are going to be coming out.
Wow. That's a franchise that gets that's a fine wine franchise right there.
It is.
Mission Impossible?
The only one that wasn't good, in my opinion, was the second one. They were all, after that, they're all
was excellent. The second one where they had the face-swapping technology?
Yeah.
Yes.
No. That was Philip Seymour Hoffman in the third one.
That was the third one. Yeah. Okay.
Well, they have masks throughout the whole thing. But the second one was when his wife was – they had his wife died, I think, in the second one, if I remember correctly. Remember, it started with a party at their house, and then he got the call to go to a convenience store, like a 7-Eleven, buy some film. And blah. It was okay. I didn't particularly care for it, but the other ones are fantastic. So no details on the movie, but they would have Paramount's movie divisions ordered a script from Discovery with Kalinda Vasquez for a new Trek film produced by J.J. Abrams. So I'm going to assume it's going to be the same cast from, you know, for the new cast of Chris Pine, Zach Quinto, Carl Urban, who does a fantastic DeForest Kelly as Dr. McCoy, Zoe Saldana, she's great as Uhura, Simon Pegg, who's also in all the Mission Impossible movies.
As a what? Who is she?
Lieutenant Uhura.
Uhura. I thought you said she was a whore.
No, Lieutenant Uhura. Simon Pegg. I remember the kid who played Chekhov, Anton Yelchin, and he died right before the movie came. The last movie came out in 2016. Remember his vehicle, whatever it was, it said it was in park, and it wasn't. It was in neutral. Mm-hmm. And you get out of the car in front, and it rolled into him and crushed him. And he died.
In real life?
Yeah, in real life.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Yep. Right before the movie came out, like 2 weeks before the movie came out.
That happened. Something similar happened to my high school baseball team.
Oh.
Our baseball field wasn't on campus, so we had to take a bus every afternoon to go to practice.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
wow,
the juniors and seniors and everybody had a driver's license, they would get to drive.
Right.
So they don't have to go back to school. Right, exactly. So our coach driving the bus threw it, you know, we pulled up next to one of our teammates who was a junior at the time, threw the bus in neutral and revved the engine.
Yeah.
Well, the junior next to us, his name was Jared, he thought he put his car in neutral.
Uh-oh.
He put it in reverse and slammed into the car behind him.
Oh, really?
Got very upset with our baseball coach. Tried to pin it on him.
Wow. That's a nightmare.
Well, I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
But my car didn't get hit either, so.
No. No.
There's that.
Wow.
Maryland Mike.
Maryland Mike says, I love it when Craig just comes out of left field with some crazy comments like, I thought you called her a whore.
Lieutenant Uhura. You watch Star Trek.
Yeah, I do. I don't remember the name.
You
names.
Said she was Uhura.
Nichelle Nichols? You don't remember Nichelle Nichols?
Does she wear yellow? Is she got
red,
yellow?
No.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Then you're not a star. You didn't watch it.
No, probably not. I haven't seen them all.
I'm talking about the TV show, but this is in the movie, Lieutenant Uhura.
I haven't seen all the
Nichelle
movies.
Nichelle Nichols.
There's been like eight of them. I've seen like five
first,
of them.
Like African-American. Talking about pioneers.
Okay.
Oh. That was an officer.
African-American.
First,
the pointy Spock ears with the red thing. Yeah, that's her. Yeah.
No. Not even close.
Then I'm confused. I don't know who you're talking about.
The first interracial kiss on television was William Shatner and Nichelle Nichols in Star Trek.
All I know is Chris and I both look at each other because we swore you called her a whore.
No.
You said she was a whore. That's what
I said.
That,
Lieutenant Uhura. That's
you
what I said.
No, you said she was Uhura.
Play the tape back. Guarantee you I didn't. Play it back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.